Okay. I'm going to go ahead and start the recording just to make sure it's working okay. Good to go. Turn this off.
Put the speaker on.
Yeah. I don't want you to hear them.
You need to read their minds across the internet.
Exactly. You should be, I should be, okay. Option speaker sound. Sound check. No. Yeah, there is microphone, speakers. All right. Hey, can Tom, can you say something?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, did you hear an echo, or how bad was that?
No, I didn't hear an echo at all.
Perfect. All right, I will be manning. So, Ryan, you just tell me where you want to go. And if anyone gets out of hand, I will make sure to nip that in the bud. All right, have you guys had a chance? Mike, are you out there? Can we hear you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Awesome. Good to have you here. All right, Mike, did you and Jeremy, you guys get a chance to check out the section on finance?
I have not as of yet. I'm actually getting back to getting some stuff done, but I will knock it out tonight, as a matter of fact.
All right. Well, there's 9 sections in this one. This is one of the but I try to make it a little bit fun. Tom, you never gave me any feedback on whether or not that monkey was too obscene that I link you guys to after you do the cash flow.
I thought it was actually perfectly appropriate.
Okay, well, Mike, I'll need your honest opinion. If the monkey that I link you to after you do the cash flow is a little bit too obscene. I checked out some of his other videos, and I was a little bit disturbed. But I think it's a good example of how not to look at cash flow.
Who am I to argue with monkey love? I mean, really.
Yes. Well, you wait till you guys see this monkey that I linked to. So Jeremy, I want you to go check it out because, if that monkey can make it on YouTube, I definitely think there's opportunity for you there. but no, actually that monkey, it's interesting because I mean, he ranked. I looked for a funny video on cash flow and he ranked at the top of the search engines. And this is a defunct channel that doesn't exist. I mean, basically 2 years ago, he stopped posting. So I think it's a very good example of how you can create something for free that's evergreen. However, tonight, what we're going to talk about isn't really free. And I take that back because evergreen content, as the enforcer who's over my shoulder here, likes to point out, is not free. So tonight I'm going to be sharing with you guys, and you're going to be able to pick the brain of Ryan Masters, and I've got questions for him too. But if you go to YouTube and you look up Sparta Strength, or you type in the Workout Corner, which is the name of the old channel, you're going to find Ryan. And what you're going to really check out about this guy is that he's got over 75,000 subscribers, almost 9 million views, and that's pretty cool. I mean, he's still behind yours truly right here, but he did his in an entirely different way. And if you go into his videos and we look at his top videos, most popular, we see that this guy has one video with almost 3 million views. Literally one-third of your channel is in one video. Wisconsin's unemployment rate? And it's not about Wisconsin's unemployment, but what it is about is about bicep workouts. And you seeded this video. You made this happen, right?
Right.
So this is an example of one video getting 3 million views because of certain paid traffic techniques that he used. And then from this video, and there's a few others here. He was able to get over 1 million views to this one, 700,000 to this one. You were able to position these videos and then, in a sense, build a whole channel. But his secret was paying for traffic. And that's something a lot of us, we don't really think about, or we don't really try or use. And part of that is because we think that, well, we don't know how to do it, so we don't want to spend money. But Mike, if you're going to be out there building, you know, this channel, you're spending a lot of time. If you're going to be building this podcast, you're going to be spending a lot of time and effort doing this. So why not, in a sense, spend a bit of money and actually get it in front of that audience and be guaranteed to get it in front of that audience than spending a lot of time? And it could be something that's a lot more affordable than you think. So a little bit of an introduction there, Ryan. He also owns, so that's Sparta Strength where he sends you. But his real business that is basically it's a marketing company. And he's from Denver, Colorado. He spends a lot of time working with businesses and helping them take about $100,000 in ad revenue and pay-per-click spend and do close to $1 million in sales in a month.
700,000 to a million. Yep.
Okay. To one. Basically getting people 10 to 1 on. Now, Mike, you don't have a product. Jeremy, you don't have a product. So this is something that you'll want to have a product if you're going to start spending that kind of money. But it is something that I want this to be a viable option for you. So as you're building out your model, you're perfecting your business plan, you're thinking, you know, pay-per-click is something that I don't want to be a content creator, or I've got great content and I want to be sure that I get traffic, I get people to it, and I get at least 1,000 people to look at this. So so I guess that's we'll go ahead and we can get into this. So let me go ahead and open it up. You know, Mike, did you have an immediate question? Maybe Jeremy, did you have something? I know, see you've muted yourself, but you did you guys have any specific questions before we get, you know, that Ryan can answer right out the gate?
Well, I guess just thinking out, I'm going to be a podcast for folks who are working with PTSD, and we talked about monetization last time. So it's possible if I do a digital product, either an ebook, something along those lines, I'm guessing what Ryan has to offer today would be gold for moving in that direction. Is that correct?
Yeah. I would say that as you build out your content for your podcast, you don't need to have a product. You know, you don't need to have a product to use paid traffic. Now, you obviously can't survive forever paying money without having something to sell. But in the beginning stage, the most important thing, whether you're doing a podcast or YouTube channel or whatever, if you're a content creator, is you're trying to build the audience. You know, that's your asset. And you can, since you've got a specific kind of target there is people suffering, you know, guys or girls suffering from PTSD, I would immediately look to spending some money on Facebook ads and targeting, you know, you can target people who are, you know, in the military and bringing them to your site. And that can be relatively cheap. And with paid traffic, you set the budget. So initially, if you don't have anything to sell, you wouldn't be spending much, maybe $5 a day or something. But that's still going to send some traffic to your podcast, get you some feedback from people as to whether or not they're even interested in what you're talking about, and just speed up your cycle, you know, speed up your feedback loop so you know if you're heading in the right direction. The worst thing is all this content, all this stuff, and then like nobody likes it, and you didn't know that because people weren't going to it before.
So I'd like to re-hit on this because that's a really important part, Mike, and I don't know if you thought about this. How long, Mike, is it going to take you to write a book on PTSD that you will feel comfortable selling?
I've never done it before. I could knock it out within 2 weeks, I'm sure, but what Ryan said really kind of hit a message with me. I mean, I know what I want to think to try to do, but if I can create some kind of Facebook loop where I'm getting feedback saying, hey, that part's great. Hey, yeah, that part sucks. So I can focus on really what the itch is.
And that's the beautiful thing about pay-per-click is you can, like if you pay for it, you can get 1,000 people who are not your family, who are not going to sugarcoat it, who you literally paid to look at what you have to offer, and they were laser pointed. These are, you know, really good people. I mean, they are within the parameters of what you said they should be. And if they don't buy, if they don't like it, then in a very short amount of time, you'll be able to, instead of you working for 6 months on this, yeah, within a few weeks, you can tell, you'll put in, you know, instead of 6 weeks, 6 months of work, you put in that bit of money and you can very quickly tell, is this even right for the market? Am I hitting on a true pain point? And if no one, you know, signs up for a free copy of it, it really is going to force you to question, is it really, I mean, if no one's signing up for a free copy, why would anyone pay money for it? And you may have to change up your, you know, the headline, the messaging, who you're targeting, but it gives you that information a lot faster. So I see we've got Brock. See, you popped in. Guys, Brock is a friend of mine. He runs the blog, The Modest Man. And he's, yep, Ryan and I had dinner with him a couple of months ago over in Anaheim, California. And yeah, so Brock, welcome to the meeting today. We're just talking about pay-per-click. And so if you got a question, Brock, make sure to throw it out. You out there?
Well, I think he just messaged you something.
Oh, he did? Okay, let me check. Oh, no mic at the office. Okay, well, Brock, feel free to type anything, and I will announce it if you've got some questions. I know that you're building up your list as well. So,
I think.
Hey, Antonio, real quick, I got a. No, I was just gonna say that Marianne is on via phone. Like, she can text me the questions.
So okay, sounds good.
I'll let JP go first, but if I get questions for Marianne, I'll just ask them.
Sounds good. And Jeremy, you had something?
Yeah, I guess I'm just thinking about what I'm trying to do with my wife with the naturopathic medicine.
Yep.
And initially starting off with education material for her classmates and then potentially further anybody else that's interested in naturopathic medicine. But because she's just a student, we're kind of not looking to profit from it in any way. And
why not? Are you going to school? Is she going to school for free?
No, she's not.
Well, be thinking profit at the very beginning. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And it forces – so that's a great point, Jeremy. When you use pay-per-click ads, it forces you to think about profit at the very beginning. Because the danger with being
– yeah, so it's this – it with paid traffic, now you've got skin in the game, or sometimes it's called pay-to-play. And as entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs, sometimes what we can trick ourselves into is thinking that if we're doing organic stuff and just creating all this content, that we're building a, you know, great stuff and people will come like it, and it's not really costing us anything because we're just, you know, our time we don't quite value as much as having to spend $200 or $500 or whatever it is a month for paid traffic. So as soon as you start paying for traffic, suddenly you want to know, hey, what am I getting for this? Like, you start asking that question, and it doesn't necessarily have to be money, but you want to know, okay, well, am I getting subscribers? Am I getting email opt-ins? So it really forces you to kind of go down the path. Maybe you take a little more cuts, but you go down faster to learn what's working and what's not working towards accomplishing whatever the business or company objectives are.
So there's a wide, and that's a great point, Jeremy, because to be honest, for a couple of years, I created content, and it literally probably killed my business, a tailored suit, because even though I was getting 100,000 people a month, 3,000 people a day, I wasn't getting buyers. I wasn't getting I got people that were tire kickers and information seekers. And it wasn't until I started realizing, well, you know what? I should create content with the words buy, with the words looking to purchase, or things that somebody who's ready to buy would be versus somebody who's just window shopping and is 2 years from buying a suit. So if you go the pay-per-click route, the beauty of that is it forces you very quickly to – you've got to – if you're spending $100 in ads, you've got to be able to make that money back with revenue coming in. So you're not going to spend $100 in one day. You're going to start off spending $5 a day, which, you know, it's a cup of coffee. But it's also, you're going to save that time. I mean, we just started, what, 3 ads on Facebook, and we're spending $5 a day to test it out. Tom, maybe you want to talk a little bit about, and we could talk about various ways. So Facebook, you guys have all seen the ads over on the side, right? I mean,
yeah,
people are paying to be there. And that's how we've actually been building up the channel at High Speed Elite. And my wife's actually been doing a pretty good job with Bilingual Kids Rock. But Tom, do you want to talk a little bit about that? Or
sure. I mean, well, I'll just say briefly that one of the things to keep in mind, I guess, before we get into this is that a lot of this stuff will be a little bit overwhelming because you'll be thinking about how to do it and the details. But I'll tell you what, we can definitely dig into that stuff, the actual details of how to do it. And if anybody has any questions when it comes to Facebook ads, what you're looking at there is the back end now for Antonio. So there's a lot of information, a lot of stuff going on when it comes to creating ads. And I guess I would just not be overwhelmed by that, but just understand like the purpose. I think the best thing you can do is understand the fundamentals behind this stuff and why you do it in the first place. So we've tested a lot of things. I think our most effective was pushing people to a webinar, and surprisingly or not surprisingly, it turned out that just being simple and straightforward and letting people know exactly what it was results in the best conversion. So it's another thing to keep in mind too when you do advertising. You want to be very specific and let people know exactly what they're getting when they click through that ad.
Yeah, so these 3 ads here, Ryan just created them this morning. Ryan, you spent – now he knows what he's doing. But again, this is a great skill that a lot of people are intimidated by. But you spent what an out 45 minutes to create 3.
Yeah, because we had to look. Biggest point was just looking up the copy and what we were going to put in the ad to speak to the guys.
And we have this one on engineers, ad preview and placement. So special message for engineers. I'm going to view it in my newsfeed. And from me, it's a sponsored post appearing here in the news feed. Your image may be causing you to lose credibility. So very specific. We did some quick research on engineers. They don't like to ever appear that they are not credible or that they're not an expertise, and they're threatened by other people that show a higher level of expertise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we don't know if this is going to work, but at $5 a day, I will know within a week if it works. And that's a lot better than, I mean, my other thing, I was going to go change my entire email sequence, and that would take me a full day's work. This took Ryan 15 minutes to throw together, and I'll know if I need to actually go possibly change my email sequence to better speak to them.
Right. Yeah, basically, if we start getting a lot of opt-ins and interest, then that's now you are justified in taking further resources to invest down this path, where versus if feedback is negative, then we just turn it off and you spent $30. It's market research. That's what it is.
And I mean, guys, I do want to stress this is not as complicated as it looks. To be honest, my wife has no training. She went in there and she started this, I don't know, maybe, yeah, she started this at the end of, she's about to have our 4th baby. She wanted to have something set so that she could basically check out of her business for a while and just have, so every day she spends $5 on this. She spent over, almost $650. And this is, and it has been consistently building up her YouTube channel and her email list. So when she launches her new product at the end of this year, or it most likely it's going to be early next year. This is my wife. I tell her she needs to monetize. But yeah, you married guys know how it is. But this is her her little ad. Now the image, I don't really think it's a great image. I don't really like the use of yellow. But when it comes down to it, it's up there. And over the last, 5 months, she's gotten 733 likes and over 35 comments and 187 shares. Now, what this has resulted in, if we go over to Bilingual Kids Rock, check out, where is her channel? For her, over almost 1,400 likes, and she has really been able to figure out, yes, I do have proof that my little business is, it's got some legs. We can take this. And for her, this is her main focus, our kids. But she's been able to basically sit back and for the $700 investment, basically $100 a month, we now, you know, instead of it just sitting there and nothing happening, it slowly grew up. It's like compound interest. And if you, we know we're getting the return, to be honest, we're not spending that much, so we're not looking for the big monetization. It's actually building up the community. And she has an email sequence, which we'll talk about in a later presentation, that they actually get for about 4 months. So somebody joins her email list from this, they're fed an email sequence for 4 months, once a week. You know?
Yeah. So, I mean, the takeaway is just that both you guys, if you don't have products, you can still use, you dip your toe in the water with paid traffic to test out the level of market interest in whatever your opt-in is or the content is. So don't think you need to wait until you have. In fact, if you're waiting until you have a product, you're probably gonna do it wrong, because you're gonna build a product. This is what I've done multiple times. You build a product that you think they want, and it's not what anybody wants, and then no one buys it, and you get really pissed, and it's not a lot of fun. So it's better off building that audience earlier.
Hey, were there any questions? And Joe, I see you're out there, so great to have you, Joe.
I don't know if Jeremy has.
I got one from Marianne.
Okay.
She asked three questions. So the first two are related to paid ads and kind of how they work. So number one is, what is the initial cost on average, I suppose, to do paid ads? And the second question is, how much control do you have as to how long you want to pay for that traffic to your site? So I'll go ahead and say it's, like you said, as little as $5 a day. And you can do it as long or as short as you want. You can do it for just a couple of days if you wanted. You could do it for a month. But I guess I would ask Ryan or you, Antonio, what's a good amount of time to be doing paid traffic to figure out if you've got something that's gonna work or not?
Yeah, I mean, you can exactly invest as little or as much as you want. Basically, with that, the question is time. Like, you know, if you want to find out something faster, then you spend more money because you get more clicks earlier. But there's, as far as time, it all depends on the objective of the campaign, you know. So if you're driving email opt-ins and you go for a whole week and nobody's opted in and you have 100 clicks or 200 clicks, you've got enough data there to tell you that something's not working and you need to rework something in whether it's your advertising or your landing page. I wouldn't set a specific limit on it. At very least, I guess I would say 7 days, so that you have a full week, because people are different. You know, people are different. You know, when they're coming home from work on Friday, they're in a different mood than Monday. Spending habits can be different throughout the days. So maybe like a full week would be the minimum time.
Now, what can we just say from a statistical point of, like, I've always felt that you need to have about 1,000 data points to truly get a sample of.
No, I mean, you did. There's if you go to splittest.com or splittester.com, I think, and there's lots of tools where you can type in, okay, I have this many clicks and this many conversions and this many click-throughs or whatever. It'll tell you if it's statistically significant. But you can get a pulse pretty quick. I mean, if you got 200 clicks and no opt-ins, I mean, one opt-in on 100 people is 1%. An opt-in is usually, you know, 15 to 20%. So if you're that far off, you've got enough to know that something needs to be reworked.
There were a couple questions that came in, and I'm seeing that basically, Joe, good comment about, hey, there's a lot of ads, or there's a lot of Google wants you to get started using their pay-per-click ads. And so Bluehost, GoDaddy, a number of these places will give you a $50, $150 credit. Mm-hmm. That you could try this. I mean, literally, you get $150 free. You just have to set up the account. They want you to connect your bank to it. They know that once you get a taste, you'll probably continue to do it. And they know they're also targeting people who have made the decision to step. Usually, I find that, yeah, they realize the value of it. So that is a great way to save a little bit of money and to try this. You're still putting in the time, but you're not putting in so much money. And are Facebook ads a good place to do A/B testing? That's what Mike's asking.
The Facebook ads are actually a little bit harder to A/B test, because when you run two ads to the same audience, at least from what I've seen, they don't Facebook doesn't distribute the traffic evenly. If you're actually A/B testing the ad itself, if you're A/B testing the landing page, that's a different story. But I wouldn't, you know, you can still test the run one ad for a week and then turn it off and run the other one. It's more about, I wouldn't look like, oh, is this better for split testing? It's more about where is it easier for you to get in front of the audience. In some cases, that's going to be Facebook. In others, it'll be AdWords. In others, it might be YouTube with AdWords. So that's more of the better question to ask.
And I saw there was a little bit about how specific you can get. Let me show you this one. My wife did this one just for fun. She was testing. She created an ad for a garage sale that we had in our town of 1,000 people. And this was the ad, and it was huge garage sale in Wittenberg during community days. It is just right where parade starts. As you can tell, my wife is English is her third language. Blue Victorian house, there's my address. Lego, Transformers, cars, Barbies. We got 4 likes and 1 comment. Now, we only had this up for a couple days. I don't think anyone truly, but it just goes to show how specific you can get in who you're targeting. And it really is amazing. However, Facebook is just the tip of the iceberg. What's this stuff over here?
Yeah, so that's the Google AdWords there.
Google AdWords, and that's the what? That's the blue chip, right?
Yeah, that's their nine. Well, that's how they make all their billions of dollars of revenues with those ads.
And this isn't for the faint of heart. This can be really expensive, really fast, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the main thing is with Google AdWords, there's a lot of dials and a lot of buttons, and you can't. If you're going to use AdWords yourself, you have to buy the Ultimate Guide to Google AdWords, which we actually have a chapter in there. And so it's not a pitch on our book because we don't get any money from it, but it's just that will give you the nuts and bolts of AdWords. It's written in a very digestible format, and if you don't read that book and you use AdWords, you're gonna lose money.
Yeah, and we were just in that book, right?
Yeah, we did. We have a chapter in it.
Yeah, so go check the book. What's it called again?
The Ultimate Guide to Google AdWords.
Ultimate
4th edition
guide to Google AdWords
by Perry Marshall.
Perry. Yeah, and John, I just saw your question, so we're going to answer that next. But if you're looking to get into Google AdWords,
this
again,
the third edition.
This is the third edition. All right, we'll put it up.
Type it into the Amazon bar.
Yeah.
Google AdWords.
There we go.
There, that's the new one.
That's the new one. Oh, yep, here we are. 2014, got to get some reviews on this one. But yeah, all of this stuff, if you're paying money for it, you need to invest in your own education. Now, Perry Marshall, one of the best. You could start with this book. This will really open your eyes. We actually talk about you. We have a chapter in this book with YouTube ads. He talks about Facebook in this one as well. Mm-hmm. And you can get it right now on Kindle for $15 or get the paperback. I think that they have not yet released it, so you'd have to just get the Kindle, but the paperback is going to be under $20. So highly recommend this book. Now, John is asking the question, okay, I'm spending money. You say you're spending. How much are you spending a day, John?
I kind of stopped the – can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, just making sure I'm not talking to myself. I kind of stopped the Facebook and the Google, and I'm spending $350 a month just on Yelp right now. I kind of stopped it because I didn't know what I was doing.
Okay, so $350 a month on Yelp, on Google, or I'm sorry, on Facebook. What were you spending, like $10 a day, $5 a day, $20 a day?
Yeah, it was ranging between $5 and probably $15 a day, I think.
Okay, and do you have a Facebook page for your business?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so
Win Home.
Win Home, and is there a specific?
Yeah, Win Home Inspection Raleigh.
And where?
Win Home Inspection Raleigh, or Win Raleigh. Probably Facebook is Win Raleigh.
Win Raleigh. Oh man, I can't ever spend Raleigh. There it is. Okay, there you are. Got it.
Yep.
So 268 likes. You're getting the likes. How to turn this into – so let's – we got an example right here. All right. You've got your contact here. So if I type in home inspection, are you posting the stuff on here yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's all me.
All you. You've got photos on here. Is that you?
That's me, yep.
All right. There we go. And you get, let me see, these 260 likes, are you getting any interaction? You didn't buy any of these likes. These are all your friends, family, and...
No, I bought some.
Okay.
Well, I think, so he didn't, I didn't hear the question, so...
So the question is, he's spending money, and he built this up a bit. When you say you bought them, you didn't just buy them off of Fiverr, or to get people to like, or how did you buy them? Through the pay-per-click?
Yeah, pay-per-click, yeah.
Okay, that's legitimate. Some people buy off Fiverr, which is a bad deal.
So you're selling home inspection services?
Yep, home inspections. And your average sale, John, we talked about this. I mean, you ideally would want to target new homes, which is great. You've got a picture of new homes because you can do, you're in and out of those quicker. You can charge more. And you want to get your, I think last month you had over 30, or you had about 30 sales last time in a month I talked to you, I think it was. And you're averaging about, what, 365 or just under $400 a sale?
Yeah, it's about 385, 390 a sale right now.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let me, so you ran some Facebook ads and Google ads and they weren't working for you, so you turned them off?
Well, I just feel like the only thing I'm getting out of it is likes, and likes really don't convert into money. Right. Into actual job. So.
You mean you can't take those to the bank?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, so that's the first thing is the campaign. Yeah, I would say if you were going to advertise on Facebook. So here's what I'd do if I was running your account. I would not do any ads for likes because, like you just said, that's not money, and that's why we do paid stuff because. That forces you to, you know, you're spending money and you're like, why am I spending money? I'm just getting likes. It's not worth it, you know? So again, it speaks to the harsh reality of using paid traffic because it makes you think about those good questions. Now, what you want to do is use Facebook ads, but you want to create page posts that link to your website into an opt-in. I don't know if you have an opt-in. Okay. So you have request a home inspection.
But that wasn't really that clear, actually.
Yeah, and this is a little too much stuff to ask. So what you would want is, you know that you like newer homes, so you need to, and you may know this, but you figure out where these newer homes are as far as the zip codes, because you can geographically target in Facebook, so I would start with that. And then look at your best customers in the past, like are they married, single, male, female. Try and find 1 to 2 commonalities. So let's just go with that they're women who are 30 to 50 and married. And so you put that in plus the zip codes of the houses. And you run a newsfeed ad that says, now this is where you need some copywriting help if you're not good with this, but something that says like, so you're inspecting for people who've already bought the new home or they're getting ready to sell it?
Both for buyers and sellers.
Buyers and sellers, okay. So you want to create kind of like a scary thing where it's like, Mr. Osfeld, the 7 mistakes new home buyers make that cost them $30,000 or whatever it is, and they click on it, and then they get a free – they can have a free 10-minute phone call with you or a free – you create a free cheat sheet or something. And they, in exchange for that, they give you either their email address or your phone number. I would opt for the phone because the faster you can get them on the phone, I'm sure you probably close better and can sell them faster. But that would be a way to run Facebook ads, is you're targeting people on Facebook, and you just have to think, what are they think, you know, what's something that's going to grab their attention and then inspire them to contact you right away. And so we don't send them, like, it sounds like the campaign you had before was sending them to your Facebook page, and this doesn't tell us to do anything. Instead, we want to send them to a special landing page on your website that says, you know, get this free offer, this free checklist, whatever that is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was talking to Tom about this a while ago, actually, about a landing page and everything, and he was trying to figure out how to go through my website to link it to it and everything, and I was actually kind of confused about it a little bit. But the website itself is run by the franchise, so I don't really have a whole lot of free reign to do what I want with that. So that's kind of a...
Yeah, so then you look at, like, I don't know, this would probably be too big of a solution for you right now, but you can probably find a light version. So there's something that, like, Antonio uses called Lead Pages, which makes quick landing pages. They don't even need to be, it doesn't need to be on your domain, because people don't read the domain. That doesn't matter anymore. It just needs to be, a page that can quickly get the information we want. And Lead Pages is made to be kind of cookie cutter, not cookie cutter, but just ABC simple to create a quick opt-in. Again, I think it might be, you can look at the pricing and based on your business, maybe it'll work for you, but maybe it might be too expensive, but I'm sure there's kind of Lead Pages light somewhere or some alternative where that might work for you.
I mean, you've got 268 likes. That's one thing great for this is, John, you've got a little bit of social proof. So if somebody's typing in and they're looking for you, I mean, you can just say, hey, type in Wind Rally to Google. Let me see where you pop up. If I type in just Wind Rally, we just do a quick search. You're popping, your main site's popping up there, not seeing the Facebook page first, but you've got a bit of social proof here. So that is something that's good. People will look for this, and you can, it's a little bit, but I know you want to get sales. So Ryan was talking about a point, creating something and focusing on the negative. Now, this is based off of research that was done. Have you heard the insulation story? So they were out there trying to sell insulation in the 1950s in California. And they would go to homeowners and they would tell them that, hey, if you go with this, we're going to save you this amount of money. If you don't go with this, you're going to lose this amount of money. So two different sales pitches. And consistently, they find, I mean, it's just in human nature that we're going to take action if we're going to lose something, if there's a danger to it. So one of you, whenever you're grabbing their attention, you probably want to point out, and there's probably some research out there, that a bad home inspection is going to cost you to buy a new, and you can even specify it down to the Raleigh area. You probably know what the average home sells for in Raleigh. And you know that a bad home inspection could lead to a homeowner overpaying by 10% or 20% because he would need to get repairs done and all this other stuff. And if that's the case, then you can, from that, say, hey, a poor inspection is going to cost you, an extra $25,000 on average, if they don't catch these points. And when you hit that, you're really hitting on a button. It's like, why is it worth then trying to save to nickel and dime your home inspector when his job is to save you money in the long run? And then once you've got that you've got something that you can offer, and this is a place where you can start to test that. You could, in a sense, Facebook is kind of a nice place to test things, but you could also start to send people to that offer. And is that an option? Or
yeah, no, I mean, that's what I would, the first thing I would do. Yeah.
Okay. Now, specifically, I'd like to hear, how much money did you spend in Google AdWords?
Not very much, because I only tried it once, and I think I spent maybe $50 in the long run, because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what words I needed to choose. I had a guy help me out with it, and he's like, do this, do this, do this, and I'm like, okay, let's do that. And then I just stopped it because I didn't know what else I was supposed to do after that. And I didn't want to keep spending money if I didn't know what I was talking about.
So we just typed in home inspections, Raleigh, North Carolina. As you can see, you've got a lot of competition.
You probably won't see me until like the fourth page because I don't have a specific address in Raleigh, which counts me out of that map area. So I'm on like the fourth page.
Okay.
I have a PO box in Raleigh, but that's not going to, it won't let me do that. Google won't let me do that for some reason.
Right. So the only way to get on this page is getting those top ads up top.
Okay. You don't think that anyone's going to be looking for a video or anything? I mean, you think it's got to be?
Yeah. That's the other thing I was talking to you about, or I was talking to Tom about, and I think he sent you something about my idea about doing like 30-second ads, because I was trying to do like a newsletter thing for past clients and set up a YouTube page after your YouTube conversation. I was trying to figure out what I could do to convert mine into, because there's home inspectors are very few and far between on YouTube, so I figured why not spice mine up a little bit, throw myself out there and do a little 30-second pitch with obviously that 17-second initial hit, and then tie it up in the end with my contact information. And I was trying to talk to you about what other ideas I should do about that.
So what do you think for YouTube? For a local business?
I mean, that one's, I would do the Facebook one first because it's faster and less resources. Video stuff down the road, yeah, but right now you don't have a landing page or an opt-in or even like necessarily an appeal, and those are kind of the more critical pieces than the video.
So what we're talking about is the path of least resistance. What can you get up in the shortest amount of time? So you could put together a one page, like literally you've got a quick checklist of, hey, these are the things to make sure to ask when you get on the phone and you're looking for a quality home inspector. Like these are the things that you need to make sure that they're going to be doing. Otherwise, you know, they could lead to a bad inspection. Mm-hmm. That literally is one page. It's a special report. You turn it into PDF format. You then are sending, and you're targeting people in your area, all those demographics. So you're targeting new homes or people that live in the area with all the new homes. And in a sense, these are nice homes here that you've got here, but instead you've got your free report here that they can grab, hey, to share with their friends. You know anyone buying a new home? Make sure to get them this report so that they don't lose on average of, you know, $25,000. So you're hitting all the scarcity things. You're able to get something going very quickly, and you're giving people a reason to give you their email address. Now there's a couple, the one thing is, you think lead pages is the best option? Because there is a bit of a spend there.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to look, and that's what we talked about earlier. Like, lead pages is the standard, but it may be out of your, may not be financially make sense, but there's probably other alternatives that are cheaper. So if you start and search that way, you'll come on something.
Lead pages has a monthly, don't they? Or do you? I'm checking really quick on lead pages. So this is run by a guy out of Minneapolis. Click here to get it now. I'm checking on the price really quick. Okay, so for $37 a month, you could test this. You'll probably eventually want to upgrade. I just bought for the year, but I mean, this is something. The cool part about lead pages is you don't have to have a website, John. Literally, they host everything for you. You're sending traffic and you're making the offer. And we've used, I mean, I've got access to this. This could be something, John, if you specifically want to talk to me, this is one of the things that we're doing for all of you guys in High Speed Elites, Business with Style, whatever program you're in with Tom and I, with John. If this is what you identify as, hey, I want to spend my time and effort, and I want to basically get something built out like this, this is where, yeah, let's follow up after this and let's make this happen. I think that doing a special report, doing a one-pager PDF that can be delivered, and I've got a year membership to Lead Pages, and I've got a guy that can help you understand this stuff pretty quick. Lead pages, pretty easy to understand, very flexible, or I'm sorry, not but not flexible. Does that make sense?
I have a page checklist I can convert into a PDF, and that's done right then and there.
What is it?
It's a maintenance checklist. It's actually about 3 pages, and it's everything that you should pay attention to throughout the year. So that's the other thing I was going to try to convert into 30-second.
Where did you make it yourself, or did you get it from somewhere?
No, I got it from the franchise, but we give it out for every single client, so it's free anyway.
Yeah, and that's the amazing part is, like, people – even though they could probably look around and find it, but the fact that you're going through it, here's what you would do to that. You would take it and you would adjust it specifically to Raleigh-Durham, because you're not interested in, you know, here in Wisconsin, we've got a lot different issues than what you guys have there in Raleigh. Do you guys have basements in Raleigh?
Not very many, no.
Exactly. And that's, you know, here in Wisconsin, everyone has a basement. So we've got basement issues. They're huge. And I mean, and that may be something that you want to focus on specifically, heat, all those things that come with the new builds there in Raleigh. And you may even want to specify, even though that checklist could apply to any type of house, specifically this applies to houses in this area that were made after this date. And what you're doing is you're cutting out, like, you don't want people with 200-year-old houses who are, you know, aren't really, it's going to take you 5 hours to do that inspection. It's not worth your time. You want a very specific type of person, because that makes you more referable. And when they get that, when they see that checklist, they just feel that it's written more for them. Does that make sense? Cool. All right, John. Well, let's follow up, you know, and maybe go into more detail. I love your business, man. I think that you've got... I love seeing, you know, what you're doing there, because to me there's so much opportunity. The fact that you're the only wind guy in all of you know, what really North Carolina. I always get the South and North fixed. But all right, so we got. Let me go back and let me check, because I think we got some other questions. Better than lead pages, okay. Instapage is really good, especially for non-internet marketers. And Instapage, I'll check them out really quick. I just happen to have lead pages, so that's why I'm biased to it. But Brock is saying Instapages, and Brock is an SEO expert, so I will. Yeah, so Instapages is an option as well. Again, we're recording this, guys, so you can go just check this out afterwards, and you can look at. But Instapages sounds like it's pretty simple. And yeah, Brock. Lead Pages is one thing I love about Lead Pages, guys, is they also have a great podcast. And our friend Tim, he actually did the intro for High Speed Low Drag, our podcast. He was a good guy. Tom, do you have something out there? I think I can hear you.
Sorry, I was on mute. I do, you know, I got a question. Let me see. Actually, this is a good one for Marianne. And I have a personal question after this in this context, because I think it would be interesting. But her question was, how early in your business did you decide to go this route? So I think that's for Ryan, maybe in terms of the Spartan stuff that you were doing. How early in that life cycle did you start actually spending money on ads?
Day one.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't have a product or anything. But I knew I wanted people to see my stuff. And I wanted comments and feedback, and I believed in it, so... yeah, it was just a matter of, and it lights a fire under your butt when you're spending money and don't necessarily have money coming in, that you're going to be working hard to get that money coming in versus, and everyone's different, but it's like, I could have just been making videos and then thinking hopefully the traffic, you know, if you build it, they will come. And in some instances that can be true, but if you pay to play, they will always come. So.
Is there a tipping point when it comes to this kind of stuff? Like that you hit a certain amount and you know you're going to dominate? Because on your one video about the biceps one, you have so many, what, probably millions ahead of other videos that you're good to go on that video. So is there a tipping point when it comes to views and stuff like that, specifically YouTube?
No, I mean, like with that video, I seeded it with paid traffic. So, first couple thousand views. But after that, I really turned it off. Because it got ranked, and then that's where it picked up most of its steam. some campaigns I have running that will never turn off because I'm measuring the ROI. So as long as that's positive, you know, you're basically building little money machines.
Right.
And, yeah, those just stay on. Sometimes you got to fine tune them, but yeah, keep those on.
Would you mind walking us through something like that? Like an example of one of these kind of money machines that you've set up, like through paid advertising, you know, you have ROI coming, like, you know, you're measuring in such a way that you know it, there's a ROI for this paid traffic that you're creating. I think it'd be kind of fascinating to see your sales funnel for something like this.
We're on my computer right now. So unfortunately he's not going to
there's nothing to really show. I mean, it's just to talk. I mean, basically it's like, you know, you really need to use the conversion code inside AdWords, which fires off whenever someone makes a sale or does what you want them to do. And so right there in the AdWords dashboard, you see, okay, I spent, you know, $100 and the revenue generated was $400 or $500. So it's right up front. With YouTube, it's same thing. It's just you have people going to the video and you get them off the video onto your website and then they purchase, but it's all tracked inside that one AdWords conversion. It's called AdWords conversion code. And that tells you right in the dashboard if it's working or not.
Again, we're going to really recommend this book here, guys, because this is something that it's not just something you pick up in a day. And it is something that you have to, but I think that if you decide to go this route, that you really can get a competitive advantage. So, Mike, you may be wanting this to get in front of very specific people. And the cool thing with pay-per-traffic, I want to share with you a story of a guy at Mashable, or he's not at Mashable, but he was in the marketing industry, and he basically landed his dream job using Google AdWords. And I love this story because he basically targeted, he knew what the names of the heads of marketing were for like 10 specific companies. He basically bought their names and was running ads. So people, it's a vanity check. Sometimes we Google ourselves or we're and these guys, of course, Googled themselves. Nothing wrong. It happens all the time. But when they would Google themselves, they found an ad, a very specific, I believe, video that would, it was like, hey, creative director's name, Googling yourself is a lot of fun. Hiring me is fun too. And it then linked to his website to then get them to look at more. It, very, very, I mean, but Mike, if there are very specific, I don't know, generals, colonels, congressmen, people that you know are who you want to get in front of, who you want to be your listeners, or, I mean, you can get that specific and pay-per-click. Oh, and the whole campaign cost them $6, by the way. You know, so it's not like you don't pay if it doesn't get in front of them. So you can be that laser focused, or you can start to go a bit more, you know, general in there. But this is actually, and it's on YouTube. It's called the Google Job Experiment. Go check it out. This is, I just love such an out of the box way of getting in front of people. And the more specific you get, usually, especially on Facebook, actually it's going to cost less, right?
Yeah, is that usually.
Usually. All right, let me check the questions. What would I suggest for a platform and software if you want to do landing and sales pages professionally? Well, Joe, you've been training on them, lead pages and lead pages and Optimized Press. Those are the two in my head. What do you think?
Well, those two, and then that last one, Instapages, looks like
Instapages.
Yeah. If, depending on where you are with your business, a good starting point.
Joe, are you out there?
He probably doesn't have a mic.
Oh, yep. Okay, let me see. Do I have you? Nope. Oh, yeah, and that probably is. Yeah, he wanted a marketing job, so we targeted the individuals he wanted, and that was actually the video I just shared. So that's kind of funny. Better than lead pages. All right, guys, what other questions you got? Anyone? I've never used Facebook ad for ads. Can you guys tell me how specific we can get, i.e. Army, Navy, different ranks? They have to enter it into Facebook in order for it to be there. So I don't think the ranks. Mike, I don't think ranks we're going to have. but we can target one I did. Let me go ahead and see if I can find this on paid ads. I know I've done this to promote ads. Memorial Day is May 26th. So this was an ad I did, and I specifically targeted, it was a paid post, and we got 200, reached 10,000 people. I had 281 people click. I paid, was that 30, see how much money I paid. I paid max, but how much total did
bucks.
I spend? 40 bucks? Yeah. Yeah. So I paid a total of 40 bucks. And this was a Memorial Day neckties. And I went after United States Air Force, United States Navy, United States Marine Corps. That was their interests. So I could get ultra specific like that. Now, what I did have and I didn't target were Coasties, because I didn't make a tie for the Coasties, and the Coasties still found me. So be careful about excluding the Coasties. They will track you down, Mike.
I got a good comment slash question from, from Jeremy, actually, and it was in relation to John's question about how to drive traffic potentially to his services. And Jeremy said that he actually just recently purchased a house, and he ended up going with the home inspector that his realtor suggested. So the question is there some way that you could target realtors and get in front of them so that they would...
That's really smart, because... I mean, realtors are being targeted for everything on one hand, but if you're going to focus on the local, and if you can somehow offer them something of value that they can give their customers that makes them look like a superstar. Understand, people share things because it makes them look cool. And so, but you know, trying to get that is kind of hard at times, but if you can create something that you can share and will make them look cool, and you put a little bit of money behind it to get it out there, that's a really powerful combination. And
yes, you can target realtors in that area. Yep.
Yeah.
With Facebook ads. That's definitely doable.
So you could, I mean, come up with this great checklist, you know, put a little pamphlet together that the realtor, and you can even look to focus with some of the best realtors in the area, get a meeting with them. And it could be something, I mean, this is old school, but they're literally handing something out, or it's got, hey, you know, a quick go to this. You get a John. One thing you could do, John, is you could actually have a product. This is something maybe that you piece together, some of your best, and you're charging $50 for this special home inspection report. But guess what? Anyone the realtor sends to you, they get it for free. And they just enter a special code. So it's a $50 value, and you would sell it if somebody like didn't have the code or they wanted to buy it. But that it's like a little mini video series on how to, you know, make sure that you're getting the best home inspection, ways to kind of prepare your home for a good home inspection if you're a buyer, or things to look for. Or I'm sorry, if you're a seller, if you're a buyer, what to look for to really zero in on. And you sell that for $50 or $100. And then, but you give certain realtors special codes so that they could send traffic to you, and they look like a superstar because they just gave away a $50 to $100 product.
It's good stuff. Mike had a question. He said, I've never used Facebook for ads. Can you guys tell me how specific we can get, i.e. Army, Navy, different ranks? I think you actually kind of
addressed that. I just covered that for him. And,
yeah, but I got one more if I could. Sure. I'm just looking at Facebook now and looking at the ads, the first time I've ever looked at it. There is also a thing called video views where you can show a video when they click on your advert. Any thoughts about using video in Facebook?
That can be a little bit harder. It definitely is good, but you need to know what you're doing. And the goal is, you know, you get them off Facebook and get them on your website. So you can try it with video and then put a link in that video ad above the video. But so far I've found the image ads to do the best at getting them to opt in or give you their email. But, you know, if you're talking vet to vet, that may be the best way to go too.
Well, I think maybe what you want to do is maybe no more than a 15 to 20 second shot, you know, to kind of capture their attention and then try to get them over to your particular landing page or your thing and get them out of Facebook.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Mike, go over to resources at High Speed Elite, and you'll see I've put some great people that you should be listening to and checking out. I mean, it's something that maybe we could – oh, it's not there. Darn it. I got to update this. In any case, we would have our Amy Porterfield. Highly recommend her podcast. She's really easy to listen to. She's a big fan of the military. I know she's a good friend of John Dumas's. And what I love is she really gives some awesome insider information. Highly advise if you are interested in advertising on Facebook to check out Amy and listen to her podcast. It's a good, solid content.
Cool. We'll do it.
All right, guys. Well, we're at the been going for a solid hour. Any questions before we close shop?
This one's a hypothetical. I'm actually looking to do a Kickstarter-esque campaign for a new book/info product next month. I didn't really even consider doing paid traffic for that. I guess what are your thoughts on that? Would like if you just off the top of your head, do you think that would be useful? And then how would you send that traffic to that page? Would you do like a splash page and then send them to the Kickstarter page? Would you send it directly to the Kickstarter page, or would you have you ever dealt with something like that? I'd just be curious what your thoughts are.
Yeah, I mean, one is with any paid traffic is who you need to know who you're trying to get in front of. So as long as you have a specific audience of people you want to get in front of, and it's not like, you know, I'll just try everybody, then you can try. Right. The other thing is that you may run into is with the Facebook with any of the advertising, you want to be able to install conversion code on the thank you page, meaning the page they go to after they've completed the action you want them to take. And I don't know if you'd be able to do that with Kickstarter. And if you can't, doesn't mean you can't do paid traffic, but it just means you won't really be able to measure very well, you know, where the donations are coming from and if the paid traffic's even converting.
Mm, okay, cool. Yeah, good. That's a really good point.
Hey, really quick, want to give a shout out to both John and Joe. Know you guys are here. You're kicking butt, knocking through the modules. I got to ask though, what did you think of the Cash Flow Monkey? You guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
No, you didn't get. I didn't get. You didn't get a follow up video.
Your stuff's broken.
No, I didn't watch the video.
Oh man, I thought it was. Well, there we go. Didn't watch the
video. Uncheck the X.
Joe, did you watch the video? Oh, you're out. Okay. Well, guys, in any case.
Can I ask one more question real quick? Or?
Yeah. Throw it out.
I think another thing that I'm working with my dad actually on his NGO. And I think a lot of this stuff applies, but I was wondering if there was anything unique when it comes to using ads for raising funds for a project or something versus giving, like having an actual like material to sell them versus, you know, fundraising.
Nope. I mean, you just, they all fall under the label of the conversion goal. So you just want to, that's Jack's ad. You just want to have whatever. So what's, I don't know what NGO is. Is that like a fundraising thing?
Like a nonprofit.
Oh, so you'd be looking for people to donate to the nonprofit.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and do they do that online?
Yeah, they can, we've done that online before. And usually it's set up for specific projects that are dependent on what country it's in.
Right. So as long as once they make a donation, you take them to, a thank you page, that's how you measure if they convert, then yeah, you can do paid traffic for that. And again, the other part, it's like I was talking with Tom, is you got to know who you're, you know, you look at the profile of your past donors so that you have a sense of who it is you're trying to target.
Did you guys see the cash flow monkey go across the screen?
I did.
Okay. So make sure to check out the video after cash flow. I tried to have a little bit of fun with this, guys. The stuff you're going to cover in Module 3, very important. I want you to think about it. We talk about the difference. You know, one of the things, John, I've talked about with your business is if we can get up that average sale to 450, it's a very different profit margin you're going to be seeing, you know, than where you're at now. And it's not just a 50, it's going to be a huge difference. And that's what I think is the low hanging fruit with your business. Follow up with me after this call, guys. If we need to do, we need to have a one-on-one probably next week, John. I'd love to set up, just grab a time in my scheduler. You got it. And guys, thanks for being on. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks again. And Ryan, hey, thanks again for your stuff. Looked at that Spartan thing. I like the webpage. You had it done. Even got a 60-year-old guy who did something good. So this 50-year-old guy might try you out. Thanks again.
Good, man. Joe's like one of my number one Spartans. The dude's like still rocking it. So he's in the Facebook group. So, yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
So you're welcome to check it out.
Perfect. All right. Well, everyone, take care. And I will see you guys Hey, yeah, we'll talk. Tom, did we still have something planned for Thursday, or is this taking Thursday's place?
No, I think this one's taking Thursday's place. But what okay. I'll do is I want to get in contact with John and then figure out a time for next week for okay. our next call.
All right.
So I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, guys, take care. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye.